The first reading is a reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. After the crippled man had been cured, while Peter and John were still speaking to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees confronted them, disturbed that they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They laid hands on Peter and John and put them in custody until the next day, since it was already evening. But many of those who heard the word came to believe, and a number of men grew to about 5,000. On the next day, their leaders, elders, and scribes were assembled in Jerusalem, with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and all were of the high priestly class. They brought him into their presence and questioned them, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, answered them, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was done in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. At the house, let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. O Lord, grant salvation. O Lord, grant prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We'll also come out with you." So they went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But it was already dawn, and Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" And they answered him, "No." Then he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and then you'll find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not that far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net of fish. When they climbed out on shore and saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread, and Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though they were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The gospel of the Lord. And so we see another resurrection revelation. And here it's John who notices and knows that it is the Lord. And it says here, the one whom Jesus loved, because there was great love between the two of them. And sometimes we don't recognize Jesus because we're looking at everything else. But we got to be people, again, if someone talks about you, could they say about you, could they say about me, that that person loves Jesus Christ? Because that's what it got to be about. And then we got to truly love Jesus Christ. And when we truly love Jesus Christ, we will recognize him when he comes to us. Because he comes to us in very many ways. So today the question for each of us to reflect on is, do I love Jesus Christ? Do people know that I love Jesus Christ? And do I recognize him when he comes to me? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand and pray.